and you build on them. Look at the things that you could do better, and you correct those, and you move forward. And that's something we've talked about as a football team, from coaches to players to everybody involved. We got to continue to grow to be the kind of football team we expect to be, and there's areas we got to get better at. Going on the road Saturday night to play Alabama State. They were picked as second in the preseason to win their side of the SWAC. They had a tough loss in the first game and got beat by an FBS opponent in the second game. They've been able to move the football but have not been able to put it in the box at different times. I think it's going to be a great challenge for us to go on the road. I think from their point of view, they got this one circled. It's a way to get back on track, to get one in the W column, and I think it's been that way probably since the schedule came out. So it's going to be a challenge for our football team. They're really athletic, probably more athletic than the team we played Saturday night. They're schematically different, obviously, than the team we played Saturday night. And so it's going to be a great challenge for us. And I've told our guys and I've told y'all too, we got to go get ready to play the best football we can for four quarters. You see glimpses of it at times, but that big word of consistency that we've talked a lot about over a period of time is something we got to continue to work on. So excited about the opportunity. I thought we've had two good days of practice, Monday and Tuesday. We went inside on Monday, which is the first time we've been able to do that since we've been here. Huge thanks to the administration and everybody involved getting us in the rec center on Monday. That was huge. We were able to get outside yesterday and had a quality practice with school being out. So two good days of practice. Hopefully we can go out today and have a good one as well. So I'll open the floor for questions.
Coach, the Alabama State likes to run football, and they've got an offensive line that is fairly large. You guys like to have the slightly smaller but more athletic, quick defensive linemen. How do you see that matchup playing out this week?
Well, I think we got a little mixture of both on the defensive line. I mean, we got some guys who are a little undersized, and then, you know, obviously you got Big Z, who's far from undersized. We just want guys that can move. You know what I mean? Obviously, we want them big and can move. But they're big up front. They're a gun team that runs what I call a lot of RPO, zone read, and they like to throw it and run it. They like to do both. I think it's going to be a great challenge for our defensive line, but I think it'll be. I think that's something they can handle. You know, they got bigger guys up front. You know, we feel like we move really well and able to chase the ball and do those things. So I think that'll be a part of the deal. You know, I think the big thing is everybody just doing their job. You know, whatever it's called, whatever we're doing, just doing their job, and it all boils down to on defense is gap integrity. And then when you get an opportunity, you got to get guys on the ground, you got to beat blocks. And it'll come down to that Saturday night as well. So, you know, I think it's a good matchup. I'm not like one way or the other on it, John, to be honest with you. I feel confident about our guys and whoever we face. You know, we've faced, since day one, we've faced a lot of people been way bigger than us. But I don't think it's going to be that big of a drop-off.
The Kennesaw State offense looked different against Tennessee Tech with so many quick hits. They actually outpossessed you. I think probably any team that had done that all year long or all since the team started. What did they do differently, and is that a new element this offense, some more quick hits in the offense?
Well, when you're clicking on all cylinders and you're making the blocks you need to make and we're getting the ball in the guys' hands that can make big plays, then those things kind of happen. It happened last Thursday night, to be honest with you. Someone we just couldn't quite get in the end zone, or we had a penalty and they were called back. But I think it's just execution. We feel like if we can do what we're capable of from blocking standpoint, then we ought to have a chance for a lot of big plays. And at the same time, we got to be able to drive the ball when we don't hit big plays and not get off schedule as far as self-inflicted wounds. But I don't think it was anything. I mean, they were different schematically than the week before. This team will be different than the ones, you know, Saturday night. So it was just guys executing at a high level, and we were able to get the ball to some guys that can make some plays, and we were able to do that. So I don't know that it was anything, Nathan, anything different than before. I thought at times we were playing at a high level, And then there's times we kind of we lapse a little bit and don't have that same intensity and get off schedule at times.
Injury update?
Nothing from the game Saturday night. You know, bumps and bruises, typical stuff coming out of a game. The three guys that did not play, Tenarius Portress, Jordan Walker, and Matt Frank, have all practiced in some capacity this week. So we're hopeful they'll all be ready to go on Saturday. We also get Ryan Warrior back on the offensive line to help with some depth. We've been, offensively, we probably got about a week and a half behind early in camp, just with juggling so many different positions and the center position. And so hopefully we're getting close to where we got the full complement out there and we can work to establish some continuity of what we're doing.
300 yards a game rushing. How good can this rushing offense be?
I've said before, we can be as good as we want to be. You know, I think it's about execution and taking what the defense gives us and being on point with what we're doing. But, I mean, I think we can be good running the ball. I think, you know, we're fairly effective throwing the ball. So I think it's just it comes down to, you know, we got to stay on schedule, you know, and not do anything to beat ourselves and continue to grow on the consistency aspect going throughout a game. But I don't know about numbers. I've never been a big numbers guy. At the end of the day, I'd like to have more than the other team. And usually that other stuff works itself out. But we can be as good as we want to be. You know, I truly believe that. And it all comes down to how we approach practice and how we approach every day and how we finish practice and a lot of those things. It'll give us a chance to do the things we want to do.
You mentioned looking for somebody to fill that void from that burst back. Talk about Darnell Holland's performance this past Saturday.
Yeah, he did what we expect him to do. Darnell's made a lot of plays for us in the past. I think Darnell's practicing better right now. The last week and a half, 2 weeks, has been more consistent in practice. That's something we've pushed him on the envelope a little bit about high practices. We made an effort to get the ball in his hands on Saturday. When he's got the ball, it says he's always made plays here. You know, he's always made plays, and he did some really good things Saturday night. Excited about where he's at, and he'll continue to grow, not just on Saturdays, but throughout the week as well. But he's got to make big plays for us. He's always been a guy that can do that for us, and he's got to continue to do that.
You are talking about limiting self-inflicted wounds. You've had 9 penalties each game. Is that going to be a focus on limiting those penalties?
Oh, yeah, it's a focus. We had 1 penalty in the first half. We had 2 penalties in the third quarter, and we had 6 in the fourth quarter. So, yes, it's an emphasis. There's consequences that are fairly drastic right now for very selfish penalties. I think our kids know it. They just gotta do it, you know, and gotta do a better job of it. So it's a point of emphasis. There's going to be up downs after on Mondays for penalties. So we got to continue to work on that. There's 2 different kinds of penalties to me. There's effort penalties, things that happen in a game, but then there's the personal foul. There's the jumping offside. There's things that you can control that we got to do a better job of. And the personal fouls and unsportsmanlike are completely uncalled for. We can't have that. And that would have been, you know, if we were to score right before the half, we got the ball back, and then we had a penalty put us down the 14-yard line trying to come. I mean, you're talking about a major swing in the game now. There's a lot of things that happened that could have been more critical if we wouldn't have scored right before the half.
The up-downs come in sets of what?
You got 100 yards or possibly 200 yards, depending on the foul. So, and that's not that we've done this before. It's not the first time this has come up. But we got to correct it. And that's just one way to go about doing it. You can talk about it, or you can – sometimes it has to be the other way. So hopefully we can correct that. And we all got things we can do better. We as coaches, there's things we can do better coaching. There's things to play. I mean, we all got to improve. You know, it's not just about the kids. It's about our football team. And that includes all of us. It's all things we can do better.
The kicking games, Justin Thompson didn't have too many long kicks, but it's nice to see him make both kicks. And also the punting game I thought was on point. Just talk about special teams.
Definitely improved, I thought, from game one to game two. I thought we made some improvements. I thought the kickoff coverage was much improved. Obviously, when you're 100% on your extra point field goals, I don't care where they're from, it's good. I thought our punting was solid. You know, we were able to, you know, it was fourth and 11, you know, in an area you'd like to go for, but it's fourth and 11. You know, the percentages aren't great on that. And I thought Nick Jones did a great job of getting the ball down there around the 5-yard line. That was huge. And then, you know, our punt return, I thought we did an okay job on. We gave up some hidden yardage with the ball hitting the ground. Obviously, we gave up that punt return or the punt fake and then had a penalty, multiple penalties on. That was about a 50-yard play when it all said and done. But I thought overall, Nathan, we made improvements. If we could continue to build on that, that's got to be a phase of the game. I mean, our kids came up with some goals, and that's one of them. You know, and I think we're getting close to that where we can not just be a break-even team, where we can go win special teams. You know, and we can do that here. And so I think we've made some improvement. Hopefully we'll continue to do that Saturday night.
Back in the preseason, you talked about how locker room leadership has really improved from year two to year three. Not letting a bad loss in week one beat you week two again. Speak to how much that locker room leadership meant last week going into the first home game.
Yeah. You know, getting over that first game was tougher than people realize. It was tough for me. I'm sure it was tough for our kids. We had to fight the good fight. Early on, that week of practice was not real good. But I think our kids, to their credit, they understand what's at stake and where we need to go and what we need to do. You know, we didn't necessarily play the kind of game from start to finish we'd want to play, but we played good enough to win. And you can't take it out of the W column when it's over. And at the end of the day, that's what you're trying to get accomplished. So the leadership in the locker room has been the best it's been since we've been here. It's got to continue to be that way for us to continue to improve and do the things we want to do. But I'm excited about that.
Coach, a little bit on Big Z, if you don't mind. He's only been playing, this is, I guess, his fifth year of football. Played only 1 year in high school. So can you tell me what jumped out at you when you started recruiting him? How much improvement from the time he's gotten on campus to now has he made, and where do you think he can go from there?
Yeah, I think Big Z played how many, like 4 or 5 games your senior year in high school? That's the only football he played till he got here. That's it. Big Z was a heck of a basketball player. I mean, big time. A great basketball player. But because of some things along the way, he only ended up playing like about half a season in his senior year. But here you see this, you know, big, athletic. I remember I went out to watch Alpharetta in spring practice. And I see this, I walk out and you see this giant. And you can tell he didn't know what he's doing. But you can see how athletic he is. And, you know, where we were, we're starting a program. You know, it's our first recruiting class. And he had some work to do to get to a point where he had to get eligible there and get, you know, so he had some work to do, but he was on my radar from the get-go. Because, you know, guys like that that are that big and that athletic, you know, we figure, hey, we can develop those guys and their ability to play the game. And it's just been unbelievably amazing to watch him mature in his time here, you know, where, you know, learning how to push through things. Learning how to not let a negative play or a negative minute or a negative or a coach getting on you, you know, take away from what you're trying to accomplish that day. And now he goes from that, from learning from all the trials and tribulations, to being a leader on the defensive line. I mean, he was picked as the member of the player committee out of that group. The change has been unbelievable. But I don't think he's even come close to what he's gonna do here. You know, I think he's just starting to really scratch the surface of the things that are there for him. He's playing well for us right now. I think he's gonna continue to get better. He's showing leadership. He comes to practice. He jogs on the field with a purpose. There was one day, I think it was back during fall camp, and he came on the field. I'm like, man, what's wrong with Big Z today? I could tell. It wasn't his day. I don't know what's going on, but just about every other day, he comes on the field and it's on a mission. He's leading that D-liner group around everything they do. He's right up front. And that's the reason he's playing well now. That's the reason he's in a position to be successful. So I think the sky's the limit for Big Z. I think he's scratching the surface of all the things that he wants to do, that I think he can do. He knows he, you know, and I've told him that from day one. He knows it. I've told him from day one. And so I'm excited about what he's done so far, but I'm even more excited about what he's going to do moving forward, because I think he's just now getting to where he can be a football player. And now he's going to start to make plays where he's just been trying to figure things out a little bit along the way, and he's going to put himself in position to make plays and be an impact player for us. So I know I got a little long-winded, but I wish I could be more articulate about the transformation of Big Z, because it's been phenomenal. And sky's the limit. Sky's the limit.
In his situation, the fact that you were able to redshirt basically the whole class coming in that first year and just work on strength and conditioning and teaching, how much do you think that year helped in his development for once he got onto the field?
Huge. Huge. I don't think you could have, you know, things happen for a reason. You know, there's a bigger picture out there for everything. You don't really know at the time. But I think for Big Z, it was perfect for him. And a lot of our guys as well, but especially for him, just because he hadn't played that much ball. And some only way you learn is go play. And that's what we did that fall. We just went out and we learned fundamentals and we played. And sometimes, you know, you learn by messing up, you know. And so I think it was huge for him. I think a lot of other guys, but maybe more so for him than for anybody else on our football team that year, John. That year was huge for him.
Bryson Armstrong got recognized by the team, nationally. Just talk about him, and he's a local kid. I know he had a lot of family there Saturday. Just talk about him and him coming to the program.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we recruited Bryson. You know, obviously right down the road at Kell High School, another product from there, Taylor Hinkle, been a good player for us. But, you go back and look at Bryson High School, he probably played more wide out than he played on defense. Punt returner. He does everything. The kid's a football player. Never too high, never too low. Shows up the same way every day. He's never going to be rah-rahing around. He's never going to be down. He just shows up, and no matter what's going on, he's around the ball. He's just around the ball. Some guys just have that innate ability that they're around the football, and he's a football player. So I've told people this a lot. I'm not surprised by what he's done because he does it every day. I'm excited for the accolades and all that he gets. I think he'd be the first to tell you he'd rather go win a ball game than ever get an accolade at all. That's just who he is. That's why he's good as he is. But he's deserving of all that. I think he's going to continue to grow as a player. I mean, he's a redshirt freshman. He'll continue to grow and get better and get bigger, faster, stronger as he goes here. But excited about what he's done, excited about what he's going to do. But not surprised, because he does it every day. You know, he goes to practice the same way every day, so not surprised about it at all.
Anything else for Coach? All right, Coach, appreciate your time.
No, I appreciate you guys.